Hey, how's everyone doing? Welcome back to another episode here on Anchor FM. I am your host, Deborah Sawyer. I am your money literacy educator for your kids, young adults, and adults. Today, the title of today's episode is When It Is a Bad Idea to Invest. It's a bad idea to invest when. Should we say that? It's a bad idea to invest when... dot, dot, dot. So, thank you so much for listening to all my previous episodes. I appreciate it so very much. I thank you very much for doing that. And continue to listen to the other episodes. That will be awesome. It will be wonderful. If you're listening to this on any of the platforms, any of the listening platforms, and you see the share button, please do feel free to share out this episode. And feel free to send me a message as well if you have anything to say. So let me give you a scenario. You are looking to invest XYZ amount of money. Let's say you don't even have a sum of money in mind, but you are going to be contributing to that investment on a regular basis, maybe a set amount from your salary. But by the same token, you have a debt where you have taken out a capital, and you are being charged a percentage. And let's just pick a figure out of the air, and let's say the figure is for the interest you pay is 17% on the capital you borrowed. But by the same token, you want to invest some money, and the interest you are going to be paid, the return on your investment, is going to be 5%. Well, it's a bad idea to invest when you have debt. And this is the reason why. The interest you are going to receive of 5% on your investment really is not worth the paper it's written on, because this is how the maths looks. It is that 5% you will get on your return, take away 17%. Because if the interest you are going to receive on the investment is fixed on the capital, and the interest that you're going to pay on the loan is also fixed, well, you take one from the other, and that literally leaves you with 12% that you're paying. So you're still not getting anything from your investment. So here's my suggestion when I work with clients. I do ask them. The first question I ask is, do you have any debt? And if they say yes, the next thing I say to them is, I highly recommend you plow that sum of money you have in mind to use as an investment and use it to clear off your debt. Why? Simply because you will be cutting short the amount of interest you pay on that loan. The less time you take in paying off that loan, the less interest you pay on it. There is no point in investing somewhere else when you have a debt somewhere else. Now, there's some debts that are okay, you know, and we typically talk about mortgage debt, but even that. So, I hope this makes sense to you. If you have any questions, please do ask me. If you have debts and you need to work with someone to help you to work through those debts, how to do something called maybe debt stacking, and you need to, you know, quickly clear off your debt so you can get into the game of investing. You know, it's just a weight off your shoulder. It frees you up to get on with what you're doing. And, you know, I strongly suggest you, you know, contact me, reach out to me on Facebook, Sawyer's House, or Google Sawyer's House. You'll find me. I'm typically on Facebook and Instagram. Quite busy on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. I'm everywhere, right? So yeah, until next time, thank you so much. This was short, sweet, and straight to the point. I hope it benefits you. Until next time, I'll see you soon. Keep listening. Take care. Bye.